today we're going to be discussing some miscellaneous information, but namely our after-school elementary school routines.
Yeah.
And our some bad date stories.
Yeah.
And then New Year's resolution. Yeah. End on a high note. We would like to thank the fans, people for listening, people for texting us when we are not exactly very punctual with the uploads, because
it makes us feel really good.
Yeah.
And it makes my mom feel really good.
Right.
Anyone who's complimented us on the last episode, she's read the comments.
Yeah.
She's heard the texts. Yeah. She loved to hear it.
Did you know we have reviews on the Apple?
Oh, really?
We have 2 5-star reviews.
Oh, at least okay. One of them might have been me.
Okay. So we have 1 5-star review.
Okay.
So
rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah. If you were the 5-star review, which if you're Mark Trammell, let us know. That would be my biggest. I would bet a lot of money that it was Mark Trammell. But if it's not, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we love Mark, but
yeah. But a surprise fan?
Yeah, a surprise 5-star review.
Oh my gosh.
To what do we owe the pleasure?
Yeah.
And I think here is where we will announce the winner.
Elena Dayton.
If you're listening, which hopefully you are.
You do indeed get a...
Uninterrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Susie Haynes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interview about your shopping habits, your clothing habits.
Right.
And it could probably even be in person.
I would say so.
She has, unfortunately, had COVID.
Yeah. Well, we need to get her to Provo anyway.
Oh, yeah. She's going to love it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's exciting. That's all the housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be more regular.
Mm-hmm. We'll be together from this point
like
forward.
We did, yeah, and we did start to our credit. We started finals week and also holidays, and also both of us had COVID.
Yeah.
So honestly, the odds were against us, and for all of those, the fact that we have uploaded now, this will be 4 podcasts.
Pretty good.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to start with your...
My after-school routine.
Elementary school
okay,
after-school
yeah,
routine.
I do. Yeah. Okay, so
right.
I took the bus home from elementary school.
In all 6 grades or 5 grades, whatever grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never took it to school. I could not get up early enough to make that.
Okay, yeah.
My little brother would take it, though, actually. Actually, okay, this is a little funny, brief aside.
Sure.
My little brother, Mark, would get up early, take the bus to school.
For the social aspect?
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Okay.
We get his lunch bill back. He also, like, my mom would pack me a lunch. Mark didn't want a lunch packed. He liked to get school lunch.
Okay.
We get his bill back, and they're like, he's out of money
breakfast.
In his account. Yes! He'd been buying breakfast and lunch every day, and we had no idea.
Oh, sneaky.
Kind
sneaky
of funny.
Mark.
So he would eat 2 breakfasts.
Wow, so he was just a hungry boy.
I guess.
So what happened afterwards? Was there repercussion? Was there... Okay, Mark, never, no more.
No, I think
or
they
it was
didn't
just,
care.
Let's just
it just
put
was,
more money
yeah.
in the account. Okay.
It wasn't like a lot of money. They just,
right. It was
they
just
were
like,
why is he out of money? And it was.
Even though they were also making him breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just a
growing boy.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. Okay, so I would take the bus home. And there was a pretty good group of us that would take the bus home. Like, you know, just all the kids in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I was very afraid of being kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
And so my good friends, Gracie Mae and Eliza, and we would walk home from the bus stop every day together. And there were times when we came up with plans. We drew some maps, and we knew whose house we would run to.
Okay.
And
that's preparation, if nothing else.
Yeah. And we had roles assigned of who was in charge of what in our self-defense plan.
Oh,
so
wow.
I think,
so
like,
what were you in charge of? Biting?
I actually kind of think it was biting.
Yeah, that's my role as well. And I still think about that. I honestly am not even worried because I could bite.
So that was big. There were kind of a few different phases of after school routines, I guess.
Okay.
So that was a big theme, walking home from the bus stop. We started a spa in Eliza's basement.
Yeah.
It was called the Cloud 9 Spa. we were in a little bit of a fight.
A tiff.
They come to my house, they knock on my door. They have, and I get it mixed up because there were a few different little tiffs, but I think this was when they came to my door and Eliza had her violin. They were strumming it like a guitar, singing an apology song to me.
Oh, okay.
To lure me down to Eliza's house, where they give me a hot rock massage. I think they were going to use hot rocks to get me to stay there while they expressed some grievances.
Oh, so they were apologizing to you and then they were going to intervention?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it was about the Maywood Kids Club. I think I wasn't spending enough time on the Maywood Kids Club.
Okay.
And the Maywood Kids Club is exactly what it sounds like.
Right.
It was in the backyard of the house next to the Oaklands. I didn't spend a lot of time there because Max Oakland designed the roles. What's up, Max? Max was my elementary school crush.
Oh, wow.
And so imagine my kind of, I'd say, heartbreak.
When he chose
to make Gracie Mae the queen of the Maywood Kids Club.
I think he probably liked Gracie
Mae. And that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah,
he would. And Eliza and I, the maids. I mean, Max, it's okay now, but like, I don't think we can be shocked that I wasn't devoting all of my free time to the Maywood Kids Club. Well,
that's traumatic and heartbreaking.
Another part of my elementary school routine, well, when I came home, I definitely would get a snack. I remember times when I went to a friend's house after school and they just, like, didn't seem to be hungry.
I couldn't relate.
And that was the worst.
I hated that.
And so you'd have to be like, are you hungry?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, if they were good and intuitive, they'd be like, not really, but let's go get a snack.
Yeah, or like, but the worst is when they're like,
no. And you're like, thanks, oh, okay.
Just asking, me neither.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not hungry.
I've never been hungry.
No. So I would just be eating my snack, reading a book up on the counter, food on the breadboard. That's how it was all the time. We'd go to the library probably once a week.
Sure.
Gracie and Eliza and I also, we came up with a movie once, and I can't remember what it was called. It had something with, like, Scarlet Ribbon in the title, and it was, like, pretty dramatic. I don't think we ever filmed it. We kind of would just rehearse.
Okay, because that is part of mine. We would film things all the time.
Yeah, there were things that we filmed. Oh, Evelyn. When Evelyn would come over, we would do Camille and Evelyn's web show. On iMovie, on my computer in my kitchen. And it does make me pretty sad that those got deleted.
Exactly. Because they would be
so good.
Right.
Like, so funny.
A lot of those, I didn't even think about the amount of things that I filmed with my friends. But yes, we had, like, a horror movie going on. There was, like, one about a flight attendant. Just, like, a lot of filming. But I think the main aspects of my after-school routine was, and also, shout out to Ainsley Tyree and Cole Mason, if you two are listening, because they are Haley's friends from Fort Collins, and they made me a podcast over the summer, and this, like, after-school routine was
a topic.
The part of it. And it was a lovely podcast.
Because when you suggested this topic, I was like, that's such a good one. How'd you think of
right.
that?
Right, yep.
And Haley is also the source of the personal Mount Rushmore.
So basically,
this is her podcast,
Fort Collins
too.
Is...
Yeah, thank you, yeah. Coco.
Not only are they responsible for Ratatouille.
Oh my gosh.
But also this.
We're so lucky.
Lots of production.
Yeah.
And Austin Can't Drive.
Oh, right.
Lots of products. Okay, so I would... I, likewise, was driven to school. I never took the bus because I, like, couldn't. I didn't go to the school in my boundaries because of the gifted program.
Because you were so smart.
Right. So my mom did have to pick me up. My cousin one time forgot to pick me up when my mom was out of town.
Oh,
that
my
was
gosh,
sad.
So traumatic.
Yeah. My mom would pick me up. But when I first went to the original elementary school that I could walk home from, I did walk home every day with my friend Yara.
So fun.
So fun. And also, we would do King 5 News. That was our, like...
Your game.
That was our game. And Also, so we would just talk as if we were, like, newscasters the whole, like, mile
and
a half.
That's so funny.
Probably almost 2 miles walk home.
You know, that's... I actually was obsessed with reading the news. I should have talked about that. I've read the news, like, every day since, like, fifth grade.
Right.
Fourth grade. But sure. In my head, I would narrate my life as if they were news stories. So I think we would have gotten along.
Or cut from the same cloth, for sure. So, yeah, and we would be, like, newscasters. But some days, she had gymnastics, and so she would not be walking home, and I would still do the... You think I was going to walk home in silence?
Principled.
No. I was continuing. It was an everyday production of the news. What are people going to do when there's not the news?
Yeah.
So, naturally, I would talk to myself. And Anna, my older sister, who's 9 years older than me, her friends would see me walking home and be like, your sister's, like, talking to herself.
And so, she's probably, like, in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. They were driving home from the high school.
So, like, are you okay?
I wasn't okay. And also, I learned a lot from Yara. She taught me a lot of things that maybe I was a little too young to learn about. No. Yeah. But thanks, Yara, if you're listening. You really brought things to light that needed to eventually be brought to light. I'm not sure if maybe first and second grade was the time.
Right.
But whatever. Yes, after school snack. But my mom did not, like, have it made.
Mm.
My mom, like, is a great mom. And
she made us breakfast this morning.
She did make us breakfast this morning. She just, like, preoccupied. So I was like, okay, hand me that pear. Get the knife out.
Okay.
I love pears.
Yeah.
I ate pears and apples and peanut butter a lot.
A lot of apples and peanut butter.
Yeah. So, yeah. We did want to start. So I had a shed. Well, like a playhouse that my dad had built my sister in the backyard. And that was like our main. We watched Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure one time where redoes the penthouse apartment.
Yeah.
And that was like the main. That was the catalyst for our renovations.
Oh, wow.
And it was Sophie, Kate, Yara, Sky. Yeah. And so
it's
the theme
perfect.
Was. It was perfect. So the theme, we had Pinterest boards, the theme was like
wait,
clouds.
How old were you?
This is probably fourth grade, third, fourth grade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Bad dates?
Okay.
Do you have one?
Well, I remember in high school, it was the first date I ever went on that wasn't like a dance.
Mm-hmm.
I was a senior and it was a double date with my good friend Lindy Bell. And it was with a boy who she knew. He was in her state. He'd gone to middle school. So, like, I knew of him, but then he'd moved, but he was back. And then it was his cousin was taking me.
Okay.
Because he was like, oh, should it be a double date? So I had never met his cousin before.
Okay.
But they were really nice boys. Like, they came up with, like, a great idea for the whole date. It was, like, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember being at dinner. I'm interested in a lot of things that I forget not everyone is interested in.
Right.
And we're at dinner and I somehow find a way to steer the conversation to polygamy.
Mm-mm.
To more specifically the FLDS.
Fundamental
Latter-day Saints. So, like, not, like, back in, you know, pioneer days. Like, modern-day polygamy. And I'm just, like, going on about a girl I know who grew up FLDS, talking about just all these, and, like, Lindy is, like, right there with me. She's
where,
like,
was this? What restaurant?
We were at Even Stevens in Sugar House.
Okay, because I was envisioning, like, a nice Italian restaurant.
Oh, no. Okay. So it was kind of casual, but...
Okay. But still.
You just have to picture me. My eyes are alight. With
right.
Just, like,
you are
talking.
Yeah.
And, like, Lindy is, like... meeting me right there.
Right.
And you know, she probably had better social skills than me, but she's
but
a good friend to me.
Resist?
Interested. Yeah. We're just bouncing back and forth ideas.
Right.
Different anecdotes. We can talk for hours. Right. And these boys are just like, yeah.
Sure.
Polygamy's pretty crazy.
And they're not wrong.
And they're not wrong. And just looking back on it after, I was like, maybe not my best, like, conversation. And I wouldn't say that was bad, but I just do laugh about it on occasion.
Okay.
That, like, I will find a way to bring the conversation to something I'm interested in, and it might be polygamy.
Right. I guess this is enlightening to me because I have had so many bad dates.
I think maybe you just have higher standards than I do.
I don't know, though, because I have not even told you all these stories. And now I'm just like, okay, because for me, bad dates, there's nothing worse. And they honestly set me into like a...
They send you spiraling.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I unfollow, I block. I have blocked many a number, even though they're not persisting or trying to text me. I just want no proof of their existence in my life. So, two times on separate occasions, boys that I went on a date with have brought chess boards.
And one Do you know how to play chess?
No.
Me neither.
No. And one time a boy was playing chess on his phone during the date.
Oh. Yeah.
And this
there was a dance I went to where we were rollerblading. Sure. Together, and we might have been holding hands, or maybe we just next to each other. That's and he really was playing funny. A game on his phone while he was rollerblading.
Are you serious? Yeah,
that one First was pretty
all,
bad.
I'm really impressed, actually.
Yeah,
they
me too.
Do that. Yeah,
that was
so
a pretty bad one.
That was, and he was like 24 and going to law school. It's like, why are you playing chess? Okay, anyway. So,
yeah. And if I'm thinking the right person, was he also a chess captain?
Yes, he was the chess captain club of the president. Chess club at University UBU. Of yeah UBU. Yeah, so chess has been a theme, but like I don't think you're giving this the right attention. Imagine you're on a date.
Okay,
peace on earth coffee. Like, he brought a chess board, and this happened twice.
What about you tells people that you want to play chess?
I don't know. And I don't know how. So it's never amounted to anything. We've never actually
that
played
sucks.
Chess.
We need to learn how to play chess.
No, that is not the takeaway. Okay, I would like to quickly add in here that a key component of this date that I forgot is that Eleanor Larson and Haley McBride, my two best friends, were in fact at the Peace on Earth with us, and it was Haley's birthday too, so I decided that would be a good birthday treat for them to just watch the date. So they were there, and they can attest to how derpy he was. That was their word to describe him. So, and they saw the chessboard as well. So I have witnesses. I should have brought them in here. But yeah, I was telling them about this episode, and they reminded me that that is what happened. So imagine me trying to hold myself together, not laughing at them. So yeah, that has been really bad. I also am recalling memories, which I could take up a whole episode talking about this specific date. It's the one about the where he's saying nobody by mentioning to me. But he did, it was like a good date at first. I was having a fun time, right? So we were like really hitting it off, which is honestly like the last time I had a good date. But then we did pass the Provo Temple, which is a place where in which people get married. And he was like, then started talking about like what temple he wanted to get married in.
Is this your first date?
Yes.
Okay.
In a suggestive way, as like...
The first time you've met him, actually.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
In a suggestive way, as in, like, maybe you will also be a part of that plan. So, all I'm saying is, I can't handle it anymore. I never want to have it happen again. And I am 2021. This is a perfect segue to our resolutions. 2021, no bad dates. I can't handle it. I don't know how I'll have control over it, because I won't.
That's the thing, is like, you don't have control.
You don't have control over it.
But what you can do,
right,
is learn how to play chess. So if you end up in a situation like that, then
board.
At least you don't have that like added anxiety of like, I don't even know how to play chess.
But would that not, am I overreacting about this? Because would that not be a red flag for you if someone brought out a chessboard that they had brought to an unassuming location?
I don't think it would be a red flag. That's because so here's the confusing. Thing. I don't know how to play chess. But if I did, and I, you know, if you're living in that realm where you just think that people just know how to play chess, then that's not so different from just bringing, like, a different, like, game or little activity to do.
Do people bring games?
Maybe if you're two-piece on Earth, that does seem weird. But, like, I can imagine, like, you're going on a picnic or something. You know, you're going outside somewhere, like, oh, I'll just bring a game. Like, what if it's awkward? I just feel bad for them.
Yeah, as you should, because I have no idea where they are now and probably...
Probably married, actually.
Honestly. I wonder who of the people I've gone on dates with are married now.
Yeah.
Because as we know, blocked number, no contact. Right.
So there's absolutely no
definitely
way for them to even find
one.
This podcast.
Yeah. Right. No. Okay, New Year's resolutions. Well, and let's also talk about how last night...
Oh.
I know. We watched Garden State. 2004. Film, written and directed by...
And starring... Zach Braff.
Yummy Zach
the
Braff.
The new love of my life, actually.
My new end game... Only thing in my mind, yeah.
And it inspired some feelings in us.
Yeah. Well, like, not very frequently am I watching a movie and I'm like, I need to have a boyfriend. Because honestly, and I was just talking to Camille about this morning, like, if you had asked me a year and a half ago, like, oh, like, do you want a boyfriend? Or even a year ago. Like, no, like, I can't let a boyfriend tie me down.
Oh my gosh, of course not.
Which was
something I've been saying since...
Yeah.
Since the first time someone asked
oh,
me.
Oh, for
I'm
sure.
Like,
can't have
no,
a high
I'm
school.
So young. I don't want a boyfriend school. In high school. I can't have a boyfriend my freshman
Bold
year.
Bold of me to assume anyone
right.
was willing to fill that position.
No, me too.
No. But had they been, I would have... quickly turn them down.
I actually was looking at my journal from high school semi-recently.
So sad.
And I had written something that was, like, honestly, like... it's like, I don't even want a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He probably, like, wouldn't be a feminist and would, like, believe in, like,
so
blah, blah, blah anyway. Which, I mean, probably true, but also, like, pretty funny acting like I'm turning
right.
all these boys down.
Right.
Because they're not up to my level. When really, no one was... You know, no one was interested.
There was no knocking on any doors.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was the girl who was talking about polygamy on a first date.
Well, and another thing is that all growing up, my parents, and this is something I related to Eleanor about, my parents and other adults around me would be like, you're just not a high school girl. You are a college girl. You're like something that will be very enticing for college boys.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know, you're right. I am more mature. I'm very smart. Whatever
yeah.
it was that I was talking myself up.
Yeah.
Come to college. I now know that maybe that's not the case. Maybe I'm just a specific subset girl.
And I remember thinking to I don't know if anyone told me that, but I remember thinking to myself, like, and I think probably, like, my mom or
I
my friend's
mom would
say... I
bet that because you would be the perfect victim for that, because blazers...
I know.
You were so...
I know.
Wise beyond your years, ready for college.
That was in middle
college,
school
yeah,
wearing a blazer. I stopped that in high
right,
school.
Right.
But I remember, you know, thinking, when I get to college, things are going to be different.
Sure.
And then I remember getting to college and being at Walgreens...
Mm-hmm.
And being asked out by a man in his
30,
middle age, yeah,
40s.
30s or 40s, and he was attractive, but it was terrifying.
It was,
and it
and
was
he waited for
pretty
you
scary, time. Yeah. And yeah. I did tell him I thought I was too young for him.
Yeah.
And then he said, "You're weird. I make more money than your dad." And I said,
"My dad is
no,
Senator
thank you.
Mike Lee."
I said, "Do you know who my father is?"
Yeah.
My dad's not Senator Mike Lee, I just want to clarify. Absolutely not.
That's important to clarify, I guess.
And I was like, gosh, I don't know if it gets better with age.
So I guess this is to say I'm not. I'm finding out. Okay, I'm just a girl that was told she was always a girl for college boys. That is finding out. Maybe she's not a girl for college boys.
Well, maybe we just haven't met the right ones yet.
You're sure right.
But also, to get back to our point, usually when you watch a movie, you're not thinking, I want a boyfriend. But this movie?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Hans, we're going to get in trouble for that tangent. We're just like, we just totally went off.
But I brought us back.
Yeah, you totally
Hans,
did.
I did make notes before this episode of things I was going to talk about, but I am not looking at them.
I know. Yes, okay, Zach Braff. This movie, highly recommend. My sister recommended it to me. She's like, I can't believe you haven't watched it, which is a compliment because it was such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it did make me and also Camille need boyfriends because it was just so endearing. Beautiful. So I would say our romantic goals, I would like, at least personally, I would like Camille to get a boyfriend that is my height so I'm not jealous, and then I can get a much taller boyfriend.
Or if Sophie gets a boyfriend first.
Okay, yeah, but that's, yeah. That's not, the trajectory of that is not exactly, okay, so real resolutions.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay, this is where I'm opening up my notes.
Okay.
So, here's the thing. I need to make these SMART goals. So, I think I'm going to work on kind of going to bed earlier, getting up earlier.
For sure.
Eating more, eating better.
Yeah.
Getting some exercise. You know, just kind of all those, like, just pretty typical.
Just healthy body.
And the thing is, like, I'm not trying to, like, lose weight, gain weight necessarily. I just want to feel better.
To move your body and have fun.
Yeah.
That's what Eleanor says about the gym.
Yeah, that's really good. Oh, I was going to get a gym membership.
Yeah.
I also am going to set some goals about how much I'm going to go skiing. Because I'm trying to be a big skier girl.
Okay, yeah, and I think you could find someone on the slopes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I do have an icon pass, so if there are any skier boys listening to this, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Well, sounds kind of scary.
That's an open.
I'm not going with just anyone.
I'm actually not going skiing anymore, and I'm gonna throw
actually
my pass
I just decided that I just remembered I broke my knee before coming here. But you know, you could talk to my people.
Yeah.
And we could possibly work out a run together.
I agree.
And it's not like I'm an incredible skier, so maybe this isn't a good first date idea. They'd have to like me a little bit first.
Yeah.
But it could be endearing. I really try.
Yeah.
I can get down the mountain. It just might not be pretty.
Right. Are we talking blacks?
Yeah.
Are you a big shredder, would you say?
No.
Okay. Those are my two questions.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I can think of right now.
Okay, mine is no desserts.
Oh, I hate that.
I know. Yeah. And Chris Ridding, if you're listening, he did this last year, 2020. And it worked out for him. And also, like, a lot of his friends did. And they all were fine. And I just think it would be good for me. I think I just needed to get... I've just been eating so many desserts here. And also, this last semester was just, like...
Dessert city.
Yeah, so much sugar. Not for me. No more. It says try and focus energy into productive and creative outlets.
That's good.
So I think I have a lot of energy and a lot of mental capacity that I've been devoting to not necessarily very productive outlets.
Sure. Which can be fun sometimes.
Names. Yeah. And so, which is always a fun break for your brain, but I think I would like my break for my brain to be put to better use.
Yeah.
So I'm going to draw more upcycling.
Awesome.
Just like more fun and creative things.
You want to look back on the time that you've been, you know, just kind of like, you know, when you have free time and you're doing something, you want to be creating something or doing something worthwhile for yourself or for others.
And for the good of the order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I think that's a great goal.
Thank you very much. And you can also obviously take part in it.
I'd love to be there.
I'm talking making earrings, shrinky dings,
heck yeah,
etc.
Yeah.
This one just says think before I talk.
Mm.
Which I do run into problems frequently.
Me too. Don't we all?
Yeah. I go back on my word. I'm like, this is not good. I don't know why I said that.
That's the worst feeling.
Yeah.
That is a really good goal too, because I have noticed, like, if I am able to stop myself from gossiping it's or saying things better. I shouldn't say, I'm so glad after, because I think, unfortunately, everyone has had an experience where they say something they wish they didn't, and they just are sick to them. And maybe not everyone gets sick to their stomach about it, but I do.
Yeah, I do.
And so if we can avoid that, yeah, day. It's sickening.
Yeah.
So if we can avoid that, it just feels so much better.
Right. It's like it's a turning point in my conversation, or obviously, but just like it honestly changes my entire mood for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It's like if I accidentally, I shouldn't have said that.
And, you know, to bring it back to my Brené Brown, who's right. on my Mount Rushmore.
Sure.
In her book, Braving the Wilderness.
Okay.
Braving is an acronym. And one of them, the V, stands for vault. And it means you're not sharing things that you shouldn't be sharing from others. And really, so you can brave kind of with others, and you have to be brave with yourself. And so yeah. you can't be sharing things about yourself that you really shouldn't say, you right. know? You have to be true to yourself, too.
Totally. Okay. And be true to your school by Beach Boys.
So true.
Go Cougars. Yeah. Blue.
Yeah.
And lastly, it says meditate more.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Which is honestly, a lot of these, I mean, I guess not a lot, but just like, this will be more difficult in the house.
Sure.
But well, not
we
impossible.
Could do some group meditation. I agree. And I think people would be into that.
That you're right.
And it actually is pretty quiet in the day at right. the house.
Okay.
Yeah. Just at night.
Okay. So I guess that's all. Send us your resolutions.
Yeah, I'd love to hear them.
At least one. I love when people text us.
I do too.
We have group chats.
Yeah.
Made.
If you want our numbers, we can send them to you.
Absolutely. DM us. We know Chloe will.
Chloe Olson, our
she
girl.
She will be giving
I'm
us.
I'm really excited for her review.
Yeah.
I love her.
I love her, and she's honestly just the right amount of honest as well.
Yeah. Never in a mean way, but always
no,
in a way where
but
I'm
always
like,
in a,
she's
like,
serious.
Yeah, she means it, and she's genuine. Elena, can't wait. We'll schedule something with Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Love you all.
Yeah, this is really fun. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it is.
Until next time,
stay really big.
Yeah, stay big.
Bigger than us.
Stay big out there.